You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity, the podcast that takes strides that change lives. We are headed into 7 moments of Chatting with Charity in which I will share with you things that I have learned in 2022. I'm so happy to have you, and let's get things started. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, you're now tuning in to Moment 5. This is all about dealing with people and accepting people that are very challenging to you, but add value to your life. It's to say those people that you love, can't stand sometimes, those people that get underneath your skin, but you find yourself drawn to them, and learning how to balance where those people fit at in your life. I've always been the kind of person that doesn't leave too much room for people to let me down, to make mistakes, or to turn me away, to reject me, to cause frustration in my life. And that's led me to live a very lonely life. I used to feel that when someone would sabotage me one time, they're going to do it a second time. Or if I explain myself to them, they don't get it, then I shouldn't be their friend because they're not a good person, or they should not be in my life anymore because they don't allow me to be seen and heard. Those are things that I told you in the last moment I value, and most of us value that in order for us to live a life of love and forgiveness and mercy. But I've come to realize that regardless of whether or not people are able to love me the way I want to be loved, it doesn't change the value that they bring to my life. And that value I have to appreciate more than my own selfish desire to be affectionated with, compassionated with. I'm making up these words, but my own selfish desire to want to feel good about the relationships instead of allowing the relationships to be good in my life and bring value in my life. This is a juxtaposition because it puts me in the place where I'm getting what I don't want and getting what I need. That's what it is. And I've come to realize that people are people. We are all waking up every day trying our best to be what we can to others. And some days we let people down. Other days we are the ones who are let down. And many moments in between, we don't know the things that we're not doing and we can't see them. And that's been a difficult thing for me to accept because I've always been trying to build like this community of people where we're all loving, we're all fluffy, and we're all of this. And I really believe that, you know, you can find your tribe and excel and live and all those amazing things. But within that are still people with crushing issues in their life. It's still people who are battling things that they don't want to share. It's still real people. And when we set our expectations for people so high, then a person like me who has low expectations, Chad, I could, you know, I could set mine even higher. But when we set any expectation, honestly, on anyone, we put them in a position to fail. It's just better to see the people you have in your life, see what they bring to you that's valuable, and then to match that value with the energy you feel quantifies the value that they bring.
Do you know that I finally launched Lux & Co? Yes, this business idea that I have been working so hard on is ready for you to purchase, to enjoy, and most importantly, to have an experience in the moment that awaits you. This particular company is all about Christians who want to have a higher connection with God and desire to make 2023 amazing. This is the year for the chosen. You don't want to get into this year without these products because they're going to help you push through and meet those goals. Be a push through Christian this year and get where you need to be by going to luxandcobrand.com and purchasing a product that is going to support you and your walk with God, but most importantly, help you elevate to a higher purpose. Thank you for shopping, and let's get back to this moment.
So if I know this person is great when it comes to business, then I can just have a business relationship with them. I don't have to force them into a sisterhood. If this person is just great friends on social media, I don't have to hang out with them. I can feel very comfortable and happy in our social media relationship. If this person that you're dating is not a great match for you, but you love the fact that you can have conversations about art with that person, let that be a platonic art friend. We don't have to force things to happen, and we don't have to throw people away because that platonic friend that you can now talk to about art can't be your boyfriend because he's a liar. And you know he's a liar, and you can't change that. So I believe that allowing people to direct their own narratives and be the character that they believe they are in their own life, and us responding to that by being a friend and being kind will, in a way, allow you to deal with those difficult, challenging people that bring so much value to you, but can at times also hurt you. I've also learned that I cannot go through this whole life alone, honestly. I cannot. For the sake of myself and the sake of my kid, it's not healthy. And I need to expand my own endurance to deal with the nonsense that people bring, because they bring a lot of nonsense. Okay. And to know that, like, not everyone has that desire to work on their mental health, and I have to create better boundaries, right? So I think moment six should be about boundaries, because we could all use some stiffening in that area. But it's to always teach me a lesson to people around me and to show me things inside of myself. You know, the Bible says, Lord, like, search my heart. Show me where I'm inadequate. Show me where I could work more on. Because if you show me about me, I ain't got no time to be worried about nobody else. My desire is to be the best version of Charity possible, not to demand that other people be great because of me. I want to be great for me. And then I will adjust myself for other people to give them the mercy and the grace they need to try to be the best version of themselves. But I don't get anything out of somebody else being better. Well, let's just say I get more out of myself being better. So in learning to deal with difficult people that add a lot of value to my life, it's to say that people don't need to be perfect, and perfect situations aren't necessary for you to learn a lesson and to be a better person. When you focus on yourself and the things that you have going on within you, you give people the grace to be able to live their own life and figure their own things out. This road is not easy, y'all. You have to trust that God has a plan for your life, and the people who are in your life are there for a reason. And whatever that reason is more important than how you feel at the end of the day. So dealing with difficult people is all about accepting that this is a journey that you can't do alone, and it is better shared with others. So make the best of it. Thank you for enjoying this moment number five, and I'll see you on the next ride. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity.